the Federal Republic, for the information of the High Courts and others. August 26, 2021. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. As I have explained in the past, and must now explain again, the Federal Republic was the American Federal Services subcontractor. It was owned and operated by the Confederation of States, which was itself an instrumentality of the States of America. The flow of authority and powers in international and global jurisdictions was always funneled through another instrumentality of the States of America doing business as the United States of America. The States of America created a federation and a confederation as instrumentalities to do business in foreign jurisdictions. The Confederation was the operator of the Federal Republic subcontractor. When the original Confederation lost quorum to operate and split into two warring factions, the Federal Republic was wounded, but still limping along until 1863, when the northern members of the original Confederation were bankrupted, and the southern members were subsequently ruined in 1865. This circumstance destroyed the Confederation at the level of its membership, and that membership has never been reconstructed by the states, so as an additional result, the Federal Republic had to be vacated. Until now. It's important to understand that when powers are delegated and service contracts, like our constitutions, are allocated, and a recipient of those contracts is unable to perform and fulfill them for any reason, including bankruptcy and ruination, the powers return to the delegator. Because of repeated bankruptcies and malfeasance and breach of trust, the powers have returned to the United States of America, been accepted by the United States of America, and all power to resurrect the Federal Republic now rests with the United States of America, which is an unincorporated federation of states of the Union, not any form of corporation or incorporated entity at all. There is a movement afoot to do a big publicity blitz and campaign to try to trick the people of this country into accepting another round of the same old insurance and bankruptcy fraud nonsense. Proponents of this scheme have used resources of the Saint Germain Trust overseen by the World Bank to print up a new promissory note debt-based currency in rainbow colors, and have freely offered to act as our trustees and agents, but we have refused the offer and counter-offered that they, the American and U.S. armed forces, must come home and talk to their actual employers, the lawful government of this country in international jurisdiction, the United States of America. No entity operating as the United States of America is authorized to use our good name or trademarks at this time. No usufructuary relationship is viable. No access to our credit is allowed, and the resources of the Saint Germain Trust should not be exercised to promote debt or fraud of any kind. We object to the World Bank's actions and to the presumptions of the U.S. military and others who have proposed to abuse our identity and access our credit without even consulting with us, and the actual heirs and trustees of Saint Germain and his family. We object to any continuation of a debt-based monetary system, and also object to any attempt to reboot the Federal Republic without our express support and agreement. Mr. Biden is reminded that he has no right to use or display our great seals and has no contract with the actual government of this country. Mr. Trump is reminded that the military is obligated to accept the command of the civilian authorities, civilian, not civil. That means us, the actual Americans, not representatives of the Federal Civil Service. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wrights' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives, and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wrights' website, you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.